We were writing up blogs of what we'd done every day. We were giving inside information to the class about TJ Crowe's farm and what happens inside in the factory.
I put up videos for him on Facebook as well. And on Twitter as well, I set up an account and followed him. We all liked it on Facebook, and by promoting his business, he's going to get more business, and that's supporting him as well.
I could be here every day lecturing to them how important the agri-food industry is. And let's be honest about it, when Donald or James or Jamie or David go out, come back in here, they show the blogs to the lads log on, they see the blogs, they're more interested in reading the blog on the internet than listening to me. And I wouldn't blame them either, but let's be honest about it, it makes sense. They feel responsible for what they're learning. They're interested in what they're learning, and there's no better way of learning anything by go out and experiencing it yourself.
The four guys I've had, I suppose, have been very, very lucky in that they've all been very interested, and none of them are afraid to work. They've all been very willing to roll up their sleeves and get stuck in. We were able to show them kind of all the stages of production, like from the animal growing on the farm, bringing them in through the slaughter process. And I think the slaughter process for a lot of them was possibly the most interesting, because they had, you know, they had never seen something like that, and they had, you know, I suppose they had a preconceived idea of what it was going to be, and then I think they all found that it was something totally different.
We now have hundreds of students looking at the profiles for the 10 different companies. Students are tasting products that they would never have tasted before, and of course that's going back home into the family as well, understanding that if we support local food producers, we get more money into the local economy. Our local producers can take on one or two extra staff, and so you get this micro food economy starting to grow within the area. So what looks like a very small project with a transition year in one school has the ability to mushroom out and in fact turn into an economic project where there's real jobs deliverable at the end of it.